You're listening to The Takeaway.
Good morning, everyone. I'm John Hockenberry here with Farai today, and we're talking all morning about the difference between measuring the economy and feeling the economy in a time of recession. All morning long, we've been sharing that discussion with Lakshman Ashutan, who's managing director of Economic Cycles Research Institute, market analysis company that does a bit of the measuring and the feeling, and we've been talking about that. But this morning, we want to welcome two other voices behind the numbers into the conversation, Jack Bernstein, caterer and sandwich shop owner in Miami. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
And Ed Snively, who's a real estate broker in El Centro, California. Good morning. I should say good night, Ed. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Nice to be back on.
All right, Ed, let's talk first of all. What are you seeing in this recession? And do you believe, or do you have a position on this, that you're seeing the future of the economy in your experience or looking really in the rearview mirror?
I think we are seeing positive things in our area. We are seeing, number one, buyers are back in the market. They're taking advantage of great low interest rates, good selection, low prices on homes, federal incentives, state incentives on taxes, builder incentives, and our resale owners are also offering incentives, and that's really driving our market. Our sales are on pace now for a record year.
Wow. Jack Bernstein, as a caterer and sandwich shop owner in Miami, what trends are you seeing, and do you think you're looking forward or looking back?
Well, I personally always look forward because you never like the view looking backwards.
Yeah.
But I think like anything else, I think having good basic business principles, you're always going to have ups and downs. You know, this economy, there's no question, you know, has affected us. My corporate clients are off, you know, well, one of them is off 44%. And part of that is not, you know, they just stopped feeding as many people in their office than they used to. And I just think that, you know, it's right now it's just a current sign of the times. But everybody knows they have to get to work. They got to pay their mortgages or buy new homes, if you will, and do whatever they got to do. And those are great opportunities. So,
all right. Well, Jack, it sounds to me like what you're saying is the company that's your main client or one of your main clients had some business setbacks, and that resulted in them cutting back on your contract, and so you're feeling that. So in a sense, you're kind of lagging behind what went on with your clients maybe some months ago, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the good news is for me as a company, you know, we're about 3% over last year currently.
Wow.
But after doing my analysis, really what has happened, like anything else, is, and my point was, is that as long as you're out selling and you're procuring new clients and new business, it just kind of takes care of its own. So when the times get better, these customers, as an example, you used to order once a week, are now, you know, we'll go, you know, are now doing like once a month.
All right, so we got Jack Bernstein, caterer and sandwich shop owner in Miami. That's data point number one. We've got Ed Snively, real estate broker in El Centro, California. That's data point number two. Lakshman Ashutan, how do you take the tone of the voice, what they're saying literally, and the feeling that they're conveying, and convert that into useful economic data?
Well, In terms of what I've just heard between the caterer and the real estate experience, the real estate's a little bit of a leading indicator. Home activity around the house and the housing industry, that is a driver of the business cycle. So what I'm hearing from Ed there is consistent with what we're seeing from other longer leading indicators of the economy, that things have bottomed and begun to improve. And in both cases, what I'm hearing anecdotally is that they've adjusted. The businesses, as they were, sectors have adjusted to the new kind of slower economy. They're both having products that are attractive in this newer, slower economy. I'm sure the caterer
is responding either in terms of incentives in the real estate sector or offering discounts in the catering sector.
Value propositions, however that manifests itself. The caterer is adjusting to maybe less frequent catering or giving some other kind of value to his customers in order to have them grow 3%. On the real estate side, basically what he's describing is that housing affordability has skyrocketed. And all that means is that prices have plunged, which we've all heard a lot about. Interest rates are low. And if you have a job, then this is a very attractive time to go out and get a house. And I had talked earlier about the massive manufacturing job losses, and there is no sugarcoating that. If you were there, you are exposed. 90% of us don't work there. 90% of us work in services.
Well, just quickly, in terms of services, one thing that I see is whether or not businesses can scale.
Yeah.
So if you're a restaurant owner, I went into this restaurant once and I was one of three people in this huge restaurant. They can't necessarily shrink their size overnight. And
the physical size.
The physical size,
right.
And the number of tables and,
right.
You know, all that stuff. So are businesses being affected by that scale issue?
Absolutely. If they have a fixed capacity issue, then the only option they have is to drop their price, perhaps even below cost, in order to cover part of their nut. The other part is the variable cost, which is people. And in essence, in a very Darwinian way, as a business manager, you want to actually let people go or lay them off or slow down hiring before the recession. And right now, before the recovery, you want to start hiring.
Right, that's what I suspect you'll start to see. Well, Lakshman Ashutan, thanks so much for helping us with that. I mean, it really does go together, the measurement part and the sort of anecdotal feelings part. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
He's Managing Director of Economic Cycles Research Institute, market analysis company that's been forecasting recessions and recoveries for decades. Jack Bernstein, what are you going to do today?
We're going to feed a lot of people, one at a time.
All right. Good luck to you. Ed Snively, real estate broker in El Centro, California. Going to close a deal today?
Well, we certainly hope so, and we're pretty excited about that. And I don't want to minimize the unemployment situation. I think it's a concern for all of us.
But
in our particular area, we do have a very stable government force, including two state prisons, border protection, and customs.
And
we're really looking out here for green energy, solar, and geothermal.
Economic realities.
As a big booster to our economy.
Ed Snively, real estate broker in El Centro, California. Jack Bernstein, caterer and sandwich shop owner in Miami. You know, I talked with someone in a parking lot. He said, I'm an African-American male. The economy goes up or down. I stay where I am. Mm. So you're just like you were saying, Lachman, a lot of people who aren't even measured by these statistics.
Absolutely.
And that's a big part of the story as well.